Dozens of U.S. airstrikes in recent days have not prevented the so-called Islamic State from moving deeper into the Syrian-Kurdish border town of Kobani. The U.N. warns that thousands of people could be killed if the town falls. But as NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from southeastern Turkey, Ankara's reluctance to intervene reflects deep divisions among Turks about how to proceed, if at all.
Sanliurfa, the closest Turkish city to Kobani, is a meeting point for Syrians who fled the onslaught from ISIS fighters and Kurdish activists trying to help the embattled Syrian Kurdish militiamen defending the town. In one crowded cafe, a Kurdish NGO worker says the protests that rocked Turkey this week over the government's refusal to intervene alarmed Turks and Kurds alike. They reawakened old fears about the bloody days before Turkey embarked on a peace process with its Kurdish minority. 30-year-old Rizan Bilan says the government should have known people would rise up when Turkey decided to leave its tanks and troops within sight of Kobani, but not helping.
This is the first thing they are asking. And the second thing is, if you can't send your tanks or your army to Syria, so let us go. And they are not doing the both even.
But with more than two dozen people killed in the protests, Kurdish leaders asked demonstrators to return to their homes. Bilan says even amid the mounting frustration over the plight of Kobani, people here really don't want to return to the kind of Kurdish-Turkish violence that claimed tens of thousands of lives over the past 30 years.
That's why Kurds will not continue their protest for Kobani. And Kobani, of course, it continues like that. Kobani will fall, for sure.
That sense of resignation is a sharp contrast to the warnings of UN envoy Stefan de Mistura, who compared what could happen in Kobani to the massacre in Srebrenica during the Bosnian War in the 1990s. He urged Turkey to at least allow volunteers to cross and help defend the town.
Esad rejimi 200 binden fazla insanını öldürmüştür.
So far, Turkey isn't moved by such appeals. Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu repeated this week that Turkey won't intervene on its own in Syria. And just to complicate things further, he said the anti-ISIS coalition should also be an anti-Assad coalition, saying that as long as Syrian President Bashar al-Assad remains in power, there will be nothing but blood, cruelty, massacres, and tears. That idea has gotten a chilly reception in Washington, as has Turkey's proposal for safe zones inside Syria. The pressure on Turkey to jump into the fighting has a strong emotional pull, analysts say, but few people seem to have considered what might happen if Turkey actually did intervene. As Hugh Pope with the International Crisis Group puts it, if Turkey opens up another front in the long-running Syria conflict, it risks spreading the violence to yet another country.
Where will it not be vulnerable? There's a 500-mile border that is porous, that is already multiply penetrated by the jihadis. We have 1.5 million Syrian refugees in Turkey. How many of them may be sleeper cells? You know, Turkey will face real domestic problems if it tries to take really decisive action one way or the other in Syria.
Beyond inviting a backlash from ISIS and possibly the Syrian regime as well, Pope says the current crisis is deepening Turkey's many divisions at home, between Sunnis and non-Sunnis, Turks and Kurds, and religious and secular Turks. The one positive element Turkey should be trying to salvage in all this, says Pope, is the tenuous peace process between the government and Kurdish PKK militants. The calming of the street protests may be a hopeful sign. But frustration will flare again if Kobani falls, and if the goal is an international consensus on who will do what to confront ISIS in northern Syria, Pope, for one, has a bleak view at the moment.
I don't see any chance that there will be such an international coalition or UN-mandated move, and I think that, unfortunately, Turkey is just finding a complicated way of saying, I can't do this.
Over time, that may change, and some see Turkey's still vague agreement to help train and equip the so-called moderate Syrian opposition forces as a positive sign. But for the people and fighters of Kobani, time is running out. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, southeastern Turkey.